This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, let there be a lot of love for the Father who purifies you from being impure. Wake up early in the morning and say, Shiv Baba, good morning. Question. What virtues do you need to imbibe in order to have accurate remembrance? What are the signs that your remembrance is accurate? Answer. For accurate remembrance, you need 1. Patience, 2. Maturity, and 3. Understanding. Remembrance begets remembrance for those who have remembrance. On the basis of these virtues, you become able to receive a current from the Father. By receiving this current, your lifespans increase and you become healthy, your hearts become cool, and you continue to become Satapratam. Om Shanti. The Father says, sweet children, the same applies to you. That is, you souls are also embodiments of peace. The original religion of all of you souls is peace. You come here from the land of peace and then come into Torquay. You receive those physical organs in order to play your parts. Souls don't become larger or smaller. It is bodies that become larger or smaller. The Father says, I am not a bodily being. I have to come to meet you children personally, face to face. For instance, children created by a father would not say they have come from the supreme abode, taken birth, and have come to meet their mother and father. Even though a new soul enters someone's body and an older soul enters someone's body, it would not be said that that soul has come to meet his mother and father. The soul automatically receives a mother and father. Here, this is something new. The Father says, I have come from the supreme abode and am now personally in front of you children. I am giving you children this knowledge once again because I am knowledgeful, the ocean of knowledge. I come to teach you children Raja Yoga. It is God alone who teaches Raja Yoga. This godly part is not that of the Krishna soul. Each one's part is his own. God's part is his own. The Father explains, sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls. It feels so sweet to consider oneself to be this, what we were and what we have now become. Only now do you explain to others how wonderfully this drama has been created. If you just remember that this is the confluence age, it becomes firm that you are going to go to the golden age. You are now at the confluence age and you are going to go to your home. Therefore, you definitely have to become pure. Internally, you should have a lot of happiness. Oho! The Unlimited Father says, sweetest children, remember me and you will become Satapratam. You will become the masters of the world. The Father gives so much love to you children. It is not that he simply teaches you in the form of the teacher and then goes back home. He is the father and also the teacher. He is educating you and also teaching you the pilgrimage of remembrance. You should have a lot of love for the Father who purifies you and makes you into the masters of the world. As soon as you wake up early in the morning, you should first of all say good morning to Shiv Baba. When you say good morning, that is, when you remember him, you will remain very happy. You children have to ask your hearts, how much do I remember the Unlimited Father after waking up in the morning? People perform devotion in the morning. They perform worship with so much love. However, Baba knows that some children don't remember the Father from deep within their hearts with that much love. If you wake up early in the morning and say good morning to Baba and churn this knowledge, mercury of your happiness can rise. If you don't say good morning to the Father, how would the burden of sin be removed? The main thing is remembrance. Through this you earn a very important income for your future. This income will be useful to you for cycle after cycle. You have to have remembrance with a lot of patience, maturity and understanding. In general terms, although you say that you remember Baba a great deal, it requires effort to have accurate remembrance. Those who remember the Father more receive more current, because remembrance begets remembrance. There are the two things, yoga and this knowledge. The subject of yoga is separate. It is a very important subject. It is with yoga that souls become Satobhritan. Without having remembrance, it is impossible to become Satobhritan. If you remember the Father very well, with a lot of love, you automatically receive a current and become healthy. Your lifespans also increase through that current. When children remember Baba, he gives them a searchlight. The Father gives you children such a great treasure. Sweet children, you have to remember this firmly. Shiv Baba is teaching us. Shiv Baba is the purifier and also the bestower of salvation. Salvation means he gives you the sovereignty of heaven. Baba is so sweet. He sits and teaches you children with so much love. The Father is teaching us through Dada. Baba is so sweet and he gives us so much love. He doesn't give us any difficulty. He simply says, remember me and remember the cycle. Your heart should become cool in having remembrance of the Father. You should be harassed by remembrance of only the one Father, because you receive such a huge inheritance from the Father. Each of you should check yourself. How much love do I have for the Father? To what extent do I have the divine virtues in me? You children are now changing from thorns into flowers. To the extent that you stay in yoga, you will accordingly continue to change from thorns into flowers and become Satapratan. Once you have become flowers, you will not be able to stay here. That garden of flowers is heaven. Those who change many thorns into flowers are said to be true fragrant flowers. They never prick anyone. Anger is a big thorn. It too causes sorrow for many. You children have now stepped away from the world of thorns. You are now at the confluence age. Just as a gardener puts flowers in separate pots, in the same way, you flowers of the confluence age have been placed in separate pots. You flowers will go to heaven, and the Iron Age thorns will be burnt. You sweet children know that you are receiving an imperishable inheritance from the Parlokic Father. Those who are true children, who have full love for Bapdada, will have a lot of happiness. We are becoming the masters of the world. Yes, it is by making effort that you become a master of the world, not just by saying it. Those who are special, beloved children will constantly remember that they are once again establishing those same sun and moon dynasty kingdoms for themselves. The Father says, "Sweet children, the more you benefit many, the more return you will receive. If you show the path to many others, you will receive blessings from many. You have to fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge and then donate them. The ocean of knowledge is giving you platefuls of jewels. Those who donate these jewels are loved by everyone. Children should have so much happiness in themselves." Sensible children would say, "We will claim the full inheritance from Baba." They cling to the Father completely. They have a lot of love for the Father because they know that they have found the Father who gives them life. He gives you such a blessing of this knowledge that you completely change from what you were. You become solvent from insolvent. He fills your treasure store to this extent. To the extent that you remember the Father, accordingly, there will be that much love, and there will be a pull. When a needle is clean, it is pulled by a magnet. The rust will continue to be removed by your having remembrance of the Father. Remember no one except the Father. Just as a wife has so much love for her husband, so you too are now engaged. Is the happiness of being engaged any less? Shiv Baba says, "Sweet children, you are engaged to me, not to Brahma. Once your engagement has become firm, you should be harassed by the remembrance of that one." The Father explains, "Sweet children, do not become careless and make mistakes. Become spinners of the discus of self-realization and lighthouses. When you practice very well, being a spinner of the discus of self-realization, it is as though you become an ocean of this knowledge. Just as students study and become teachers, so this is also your business. make everyone into a spinner of the discus of self-realization, for only then will you become a king and queen and rule the globe. This is why Baba constantly asks you children, children, are you sitting here as the spinners of the discus of self-realization? The father is also the spinner of the discus of self-realization. The father has come to take you children back home. Without you children, even I feel restless. When the time comes, I become restless. I should now go. Children are calling out a lot and are very unhappy. Baba has mercy. You children now have to return home. Then from there you will go to the land of happiness by yourselves. I will not be your companion there. You souls will go back according to your own stage. You children should have the intoxication that you are studying in this spiritual university. We are godly students. We are studying in order to change from human beings into deities, that is, to become the masters of the world. Through this we pass through all ministries. We receive all degrees of health, of education. We study this knowledge to reform our characters. Health ministry, food ministry, land ministry, and building ministry are all included in this. The father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. When you are giving a lecture or explaining to people in a gathering, repeatedly say, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only by having this remembrance will your sins be absolved and you will become pure. You have to remember this again and again. However, you can only tell others this when you yourself are in remembrance. Some children are very weak in this aspect. When you children experience internal happiness and stay in remembrance, what you then explain to others will be effective. You should not speak too much. If you explain even a little in a state of soul consciousness, the arrow will strike the target. The father says, children, the past is the past. Now, first of all, reform yourselves. If you do not have remembrance yourselves, but you continue to tell others to have it, this cheating cannot continue. Your consciences would definitely bite you within. If you don't have full love for the Father, you don't follow Srimat. No one else can give you the teachings that the unlimited Father gives. The Father says, sweet children, now forget this old world. At the end, you have to forget all of these things. Your intellects are then connected to your land of peace and land of happiness. You have to go to the Father by remembering the Father. Impure souls cannot go back, because that is the home of pure souls. These bodies are made of the five elements. So the five elements pull you to stay here, because it is as though souls have taken that property, and this is why there is attachment to bodies. You now have to remove that attachment and return home. These five elements do not exist there. In the Golden Age, bodies are created with the power of yoga, and matter is Satabritan. And this is why there is no pull or any sorrow. These things are very refined things to understand. Here, the power of the five elements pulls souls, and this is why souls do not have the heart to leave their bodies. Otherwise, there should be even greater happiness. Having become pure, you will leave your bodies just as a hair is pulled out of butter. So you have to finish completely your attachment to bodies and everything else, as though you have no connection with any of them. Simply, I am now going to Baba. You have prepared your bags and baggage in advance to send on. They cannot go with you, because souls have to return home and the bodies have to be shed here. Baba has already given you visions of your new bodies. You will receive palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. You should make so much effort to go to such a land of happiness. You must never become tired. Day and night, you have to earn a lot of income. This is why Baba says, "Children who are the conquerors of sleep, constantly remember me alone and churn the ocean of this knowledge." By keeping the secrets of the drama in your intellects become completely cool and serene. Maharati children would never fluctuate. If you remember Shiv Baba, he will look after you. The Father liberates you children from sorrow and gives you the donation of peace. You too have to give the donation of peace. This unlimited peace of yours, that is, the power of yoga, will completely silence others. You will instantly know whether someone belongs to your home or not. That soul would quickly be pulled. This is our Baba. You also have to feel the pulse. Stay in remembrance of the Father and see whether that soul belongs to your clan or not. If he does, the soul will become completely quiet. Only those who belong to this clan will experience the sweetness of these things. When you children remember the Father, he loves you. It is souls who are loved. You also know that only those who have done a lot of devotion will study the most. You will continue to see from their faces how much love they have for the Father. You souls see the Father, and the Father is teaching us souls. The Father too understands, I am teaching such tiny souls, points. As you progress further, your stage will become like that. You will understand that you are teaching your brothers. Even though the face may be that of a sister, your vision should go to the soul. For your vision not to go to the body at all requires a lot of effort. These are very refined things, and this study is very elevated. If you weigh it, the side of this study would be very heavy. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Fill your aprons with the jewels of this experience and then donate them. Those who donate these are loved by everyone and they experience limitless happiness. 2. Remember with a lot of love the Father who gives you donation of life and donate peace to everyone. Spin the discus of self-realization and become an ocean of this knowledge. Blessing. May you remain free from karmic bondage and become double light while doing service with the vehicle of your subtle body. Just as you remain busy in doing physical godly service with your physical body, in the same way, you also have to do subtle service with your subtle body simultaneously. Just as the establishment grew through Brahma, in the same way, with this use of your subtle body, and the sight of your combined Shiv Shakti form, the task of giving visions and the message will take place. However, in order to do this service, you have to remain constantly free from karmic bondage and be double light even while you work. Slogan. The butter of happiness that is extracted by your churning makes your life strong. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. None can say that they do not get a chance to do service. If someone is unable to speak, he can serve with his mind and create an attitude of happiness in the atmosphere and a stage that gives happiness. If your health is not good, then cooperate while sitting at home. Simply accumulate a stock of pure thoughts in your mind and become full of good wishes. Om Shanti.